The Common Good Radio Show is paid for by Veteran Rescue Mission. The views expressed are not those of KVOI or its sponsors.
Welcome back. One more week, one more again, one more again to the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain here with the illustrious, the motivational, the inspiring, the moving, I believe in myself's own, Andreas Ruiz.
It's great to be back again, man. It feels like it's been a long time, man. It's only been a week.
Yeah. It's this. I think it's the holidays and just everything going on in the world.
That's just what it is.
It's things go fast and then slow, and then you just get whipped all over the place. How was your holidays?
Oh, it was great, man. It was really relaxing. I really enjoyed it. I took the time off, did a little bit of work, but for the most part, just took it easy.
Well, amazing. Well, good. Well, then I'm excited for us both to pour in and give our beautiful audience another beautiful Common Good Radio Show. We had an awesome one last week with Dr. J.
Yep,
Dr. Putting on an excellent performance as always, telling us how to be shown the money when it comes to getting money for education and all that fun stuff. And this week we have a representative with a group that I'm actually part of, AgVets, that teaches veterans how to do agriculture so they can start their own business or maybe even get in the field. And it actually operates under a grant under USDA. Mm-hmm. And we have Sophia Montez with the administrator of the group going to be in studio with us to tell us what AgVets is all about, how it came about, and how people can get involved with it. So
cool.
I'm excited.
Yeah, me too, man.
Yeah, yeah. And like always, we will give the grace to a very lovely Lord that takes care of us so very much and has blessed us. And we'll start with our opening prayer, and it goes like this. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace, taking, as Jesus did, this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I may reasonably be happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Amen.
Nice.
So, that now that we got the opening prayer there and let everybody know who we give the grace to, I want to turn it over to my good friend Andreas Ruiz with I Believe in Myself for this week's I Believe in Myself tip of the week.
Yeah. So today's tip of the week is how to get started as a coach. Mm. That simple.
Nice.
And a lot of people feel that it is something that is, you have to have these certifications. It's something very complicated. And really, it's not as complicated as people make it out to be.
Hmm.
Because the thing is, we all have something. Like this great quote by Bill Nye, the Science Guy, he says, everybody knows something that you don't know. And it's true. Hmm. Everybody has a skill set that I don't have. Everybody has a skill set that maybe you don't have. You have a skill set that I could use. I have a skill set that you could use.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that all of us have something that we could offer to the world, whether it's keeping somebody accountable, helping somebody with their mindset, helping with somebody with their habits, with procrastination, with being a writer, with being a great blogger, being a woman who empowers women, being a man who empowers men. There's a lot of skill sets out there that many of us have, but we still have not used them to better other people's lives. And I truly believe that when it comes down to coaching, there is something that we all have that we could offer that people would be happy to pay for. And I want to ask everybody that's listening right now, think about 1 to 5 skill sets that would be beneficial to somebody.
Hmm.
It could be beneficial money-wise. Maybe you're saving people time. Maybe you're saving people stress. And think about how has it helped you in your life. And when you think about that, that is where you will be helping people. So there is a, there's a person right here and they want to get over here and you're the bridge and you're filling that gap. So for example, if it's overcoming fear, you're going to give them the tools on how to overcome fear and you're going to get them over here to be confident and not, and be fearless.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just how simple it is. It's, it doesn't have to be complicated. We make it more complicated than what it really is. And when it comes to coaching, for example, you've written a book. You can teach people how to write a book.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're doing for them is you're saving them time, which is money. You're saving them money too. And you're just telling them, okay, you have to do this, this. These are the 10 steps you have to do. Done. And they'll happily pay you a good amount of money. Why? Because you save them time. Rather than them being on YouTube for hours or looking at Google, how to print, how to create a book, how to do it on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling them, hey, you can do this in 3 minutes rather than spending 2 hours on YouTube. And they'll happily pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Starting a nonprofit. A lot of people don't know how to start a nonprofit. It would take them months to just do it because sometimes they don't want to be resourceful and look at the resources to learn it. How to become a life coach. I'm giving you right now a very simple tip on how to become a life coach. And if you feel that the only thing that's holding you back is fear. Fear that you're not worthy enough. Fear that you can't do this. Like, who am I to do this type of work? Or maybe you fear that people will criticize you or make fun of you for trying to be a life coach. They're going to say, oh, remember in the past that you used to smoke a lot of drugs or you used to drink a lot of alcohol? Like, who are you to do that? Come on. They still look at you as the past person. I've had that done to me before.
Mm-hmm.
Or you fear that you might get rejected. You fear you might fail. You fear you might have to step out of your comfort zone. And that's why we stay comfortable in where we're at. We don't want to grow because we're in fear. So once you overcome the fear, that's when you will be able to do coaching. You can coach right now. You can decide to say, I'm going to be a coach today and I'm going to help people. You are a coach. You have coached people. You have given people advice. It's just now that you can make it, you can monetize it. And for everybody that's listening, if you're interested in getting, so I just gave you the first and most important tip, then you just connect with people and help people.
Mm-hmm.
If you would like a document with questions to ask during your coaching sessions, send me an email at ibelieveinmyselfcoaching@gmail.com and I will send you that document. And just to let everybody know, I will be having a challenge December 15th, 16th, and 17th at 5:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, which is 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, where I will be giving you the very basic steps on how to get started as a life coach. And you will learn how to be a coach. And on top of it, you might end up landing your first client during those 3 days, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to put some fire under your feet to make sure that you do take action, because I'm all about taking action, because that's what's going to kill fear. And once you take action and you see that it's possible that you can become a coach and that you can make money off of this and get clients off of it, then you'll start believing that it's possible. But first, you have to take action. And that's what this program is going to be about. So send me an email at ibelieveinmyselfcoaching@gmail.com. And I will give you the details. I'll give you the Zoom link. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be very engaging. And we're going to make sure that we are moving forward. And we're going to find out exactly what is your gift so that you can give to the world. All right. So that's my tip of the week. And we will be back on the Common Good Radio Show, sponsored by Veterans Rescue Mission.
Dear Alyssa, the How-To Guide to Social Change by John McClain is the inside look to the life of a man that served through war, politics, homelessness, and drug addiction. And he turned it all into an opportunity to teach and help others, culminating into the making of the book, Dear Alyssa, a How-To Guide to Social Change, designed for the author's daughter. Go to Amazon.com to order a copy of Dear Alyssa, a How-To Guide to Social Change today. Whether you want to know how to be an entrepreneur, get into politics, or just read an inspiring story.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical-grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am your friend, your brother, your boy, Pastor John McClain, in studio with my boy, I Believe in Myself's own, Andreas Ruiz.
Yes, sir. Back in the house.
Back in the house, ready to make some noise. Right. And
it's
then also popular. we have a special guest, the person we'll be speaking with the second half of the show, Mrs. Sophia Montez, with what I know as AgVet, but the long name is Veterans Agricultural Education and Apprenticeship Program in the Southwest. Also with Apex Applied Technology here in the studio with us. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So This part of the show, we're doing a little flippy flop. You guys will kind of, I think you'll get used to it though. But now we have Pastor John's verse of the week, and for this week, I'm gonna to stay on the theme of love, which I know Andreas's eyes light up every single time I do the love theme. I picked 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13, and for those at home that like to read along, I'll let you, give you a second to grab your travel Bible. And again, that's 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. And it goes like said. So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. But the greatest of these is love. That's a good one. Yeah,
that's a good
just
one.
Like, right to the point.
Yep.
Good little punch. So
yeah, man.
That is your Pastor John's verse of the week, which I think as would be called for, just something short and sweet. Those mm-hmm. who certainly could use a verse to really get them going for the week.
Yeah.
There we have it. And this week I wanted to do a little something special. Last couple weeks, we've been talking about either the documentary premiere, or we've been just talking about just the makeup of the documentary. But this week, I wanted to do something cool, which you inspired. I think you did this a couple shows back, and read a little bit out of my book. I've decided today I'm going to read the introduction from the book, so that way for those who haven't got your paws on a copy of Dear Alyssa, The How-To Guide to Social Change by John McClain, you can have a little sneak peek and then go on to either herecomesthatdreamer.com or veteranrescuemission.org or what they, I think they call it, Amazon, and you can get a copy of it there as well. So to begin, this is Dear Alyssa, How-To Guide to Social Change by John McClain, the introduction. I have been meaning to put this book out since 2012 because I felt like I reached the nexus in my story. But little did I know, the ending was a ways away. I have been keeping notes through Google Docs, Facebook, and YouTube videos, knowing that one day I would write this guide so you would better understand the why to this journey I have been all this time without you, and the how to enacting change if a cause or purpose has grabbed your heart and soul as helping others has done for me. When I first started down this rabbit hole in 2011, recently removed from serving in the Army, after one combat tour, the host of an environmental talk radio program and owner of a pool and landscape company, I expected nothing more of the adventure than establishing myself as a serious stakeholder in my community, if only intellectually. With this guide, I hope to give you a sense of the environment you will be stepping into if you walk into the political arena. Not to deter you by any manner, I once believed that I would be welcomed with open arms and applause for my creative and new ideas. But you will soon see it was the very opposite most of the time. Though this book will guide you in political process and my experience with them, there is always more than one way of doing things. Throughout my own learning process, I have met many people much smarter than myself who have gone through different routes in order to seek very similar results. And many of us have been successful in our own right. I want to pardon myself of the assumption that I have it figured out. I don't. I can only attest to what life has shown me from a now humbled point of view. I'll be honest with you. I really hope this book never serves you. Short of a crash course, civic lesson, or glimpse into my heart, I hope it grows with dust in a box in your closet somewhere, because you have found a comfortable place for yourself in this world where you felt your children were safe and you knew you would rightly leave the world as good as you found it, or even better. You might be too busy to care, but after reading this from cover to cover, you won't be able to plead ignorance regarding how to put that care into action. I write this book not to expose anyone or any organization necessarily, but to convey to you these different legal, political, and social processes and my experiences with them, from as much fact-based documenting as I would want to read myself. Ultimately, I want you to know in your bones that this information is produced out of love for the notion that you, I, the 92-year-old man, and even the homeless man can change the world with the right info, right friends, right purpose, and right heart. And that I love you. So that was the introduction.
Nice.
I hope you all enjoyed that little start to the book, Dear Alyssa, How to Guide to Social Change. And we have a couple and a half minutes here. I'd like your take. I know you've started kind of in on the book and just the interesting, the notion, you know, obviously this Alyssa character being my daughter, you know, just what's your kind of your take on the book so far?
I think it's very powerful how you kind of give like the step-by-step information, not only for her, but also people who read this book. It's very inspirational, and what you've done in your life and all the things that you've accomplished so far, and you still got a long ways to go, man. I just can't wait to see what else is in store for the books that are coming up, and the information that you're going to be putting out there is going to transform lives. I can already see how this one is already helping people by the premiere that we watched for your movie and how inspirational it was, not only for me, but for the people there. And I can definitely see this being a Netflix thing. I can see how this is just going to be something bigger than what it already is. So I'm really looking forward to seeing all the how-to guides when it comes to what you've done so far in your life.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And I think the thing that Ripple really hit me this morning as I was reading a book by the author Iceberg Slim. I think you've heard me talk about him before, which was at one time this guy was a pimp in the streets of Chicago, but now is one of the most renowned black authors to ever write. And just the idea was going through my mind that, you know, all the hundreds, thousands, you know, millions of books that are possibly written, but that, you know, that's the information that we have to carry on through history. Like throughout time, people will have these books to kind of refer to understand like what we were about, what our culture was, what the time was. That is history in a lot of ways. And we could either be the writers of that history, or we could just be another reader of those books.
That's powerful. Yeah, man. It's like, are you in the arena or are you in the bleachers? You know, let's be in the arena. Let's write that book. You know, put that information out there to inspire other people, because if we don't do it, we're going to have regrets.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of people have taken with them to the grave, the regrets. And we don't want to regret. We want to put the information out there to make sure we inspire others.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why we have the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. You guys hang in there. We'll be back right after this break.
Hi, I'm Andres Ruiz, the co-host of Common Good Radio Show and the founder of community building organization I Believe in Myself. And I'm offering a free rundown and consultation to the first 10 listeners to sign up for a private or group life coaching consultation at ibelieveinmyself.org. We all need good support to help us to take our life to the next level. So let me help you believe in yourself so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. Go to ibelieveinmyself.org today to sign up and get more information.
North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to VeteranRescueMission.org to donate to the show, or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
No, that'd be great. I wish we had the Beach Boys actually play us in.
That'd be nice.
Time. We deserve that, yeah, I'd
it'll
say.
It'll happen. Let's visualize it.
One day, let's visualize. Let's make it possible. So those out there that are listening to us just ramble on, this is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am still your boy, Pastor John McClain. Next to me is still my boy, Andreas Ruiz, with I Believe in Myself.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and we are doing the dang thing, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah,
we already had a great I Believe in Myself tip of the week, may I say, and I think I just did.
Yeah.
And then also, we just had a pretty darn good Pastor John's verse of the week with a little reading of Dear Alyssa, How To Guide to Social Change.
For sure.
And I think this time demands that we finish the show off splendidly with Sophia Montez.
Yes.
With, by many names and many hats and many duties, but most specifically, she is an administrator with Apex Applied Technology, Inc. I know it's a difficult name, kind of a tongue twister, but she's definitely with it. And then also, we are connected because we are both part of an awesome grant under the USDA called, under the organization, I don't even know, the DBA of Veterans Agriculture Education and Apprenticeship Program in the Southwest. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So I guess to better explain, not only to our listening audience, but even to me, who happens to be part of this grant, what is Veterans Agriculture Education and Apprenticeship Program in the Southwest?
So this is a USDA-funded program. They have different programs all over the country. The whole purpose of it is to get veterans into agriculture.
Okay.
There's a lot of research about the benefits of working outside and being physical and creating things for veterans who come back, maybe don't want to spend 8 hours a day in front of a desk. You know, it's just not good for their mental health. It doesn't help them feel fulfilled after their service. And so there's several programs around the country that are funded by USDA with the goal of doing this. We are the program that's funded here in Arizona. We've been funded for a year. We're a 3-year program. We're hoping to continue getting funding, you know, as if our program is successful, and we definitely want it to be successful. So the project team, you included, and myself, is also includes the U of A, the Painted Desert Demonstration Projects, which is a nonprofit up on the Navajo Nation, and just a couple different other businesses and farms. We've been working to develop this hands-on educational program for veterans. So if you want to learn how to farm, if you want to start a business that's in agriculture in, you know, ranching and solar technology, things like that, we can help you. We're going to have online curriculum for people so they can learn remotely and flexibly. And then we're going to also have the most exciting thing for me is a 1 week apprenticeship at a host farm around the state. And that will be, we'll offer a travel slash, you know, lodging stipend. We're hoping to make it accessible for people so you can really take that time and focus on what you're doing. And it's going to be a great way to kind of get immersed in an actual farming business and really learn about it and learn what you would actually need to do it yourself.
Yeah, which I mean, I as you mentioned, I've been there from, you know, relatively from the beginning, even though I think you were probably one of the people that contacted me to ask if I wanted to be part, if we wanted to be part of it. No,
I'm not sure if that was me, but it must have been my boss.
I think it was, yeah, I was thinking it was Dr. Jing for the most part, but you know, there weren't too many people that were part of it before our organization was part of it, but it certainly, we had a curveball thrown at us
a little bit.
Yeah, because everything was cruising along well. Like you mentioned, we have U of A Extension's part of it, Star School, Avra Valley Growers, you know, a series of just excellent organizations. So we had everything as we needed it to be, and then COVID hit us, and it certainly has been an adjustment, but I think we've adjusted well.
Yeah. The hardest thing we were hoping to do this year was to do a lot of outreach, and we're hoping to go to events and go to, you know, gatherings with veterans and just have a booth and have flyers and hand them out, and that none of that happened.
Yeah.
So now we've definitely pivoted. We're trying to do a lot more online material. We have our active Facebook page, trying to just send out lots of emails and connect with organizations all over the state with just... We're trying to tell people, this is a free program. We think it's a good program. Please tell your veteran participants about it, you know. And that's what we've been working on. And
I think we've seen, like a lot of other organizations, we just have, our outreach is different. You know, you'd have to learn creative ways to make it work. And like, I guess the pivot question was, you know, what are some of the projects that we've worked on so far, which I think we've excelled in working on different projects that maybe some organizations are afraid or a little bit more cautious to start on.
I mean, we're lucky that we can be outside because farming is generally outside. But yeah, we've done great work days at Veteran Rescue Missions installing a garden, and we've gone from the very first step of installing irrigation to now things are planted and growing, right? I don't know if you'll have to tell me how things are going.
Well, we have a few rows growing now, so it looks good. We had these weeds that wanted to take over everything that we had to take out. But now that we have a real irrigation system, it's magical to see.
Yeah, and we're hoping to do one of our project partners, Bruce from Avra Valley Grows. We're going to hope to install a hoop house at his property at some point in the future with our participants. You know, so that's going to be a really great kind of hands-on way for people to learn, how do you install a hoop house? This is stuff that you need to know, but who's going to show you that?
Yeah.
So this is a great opportunity for people to really get practical information on everything that you have to know about running a farm or a business.
And I'll say in the last minute as we kind of fade out of here, the big thing that I saw, which I constantly preach to people, is I saw how easy it was, and it gave me that little flinch of confidence I'll need to work on other projects, which is, it's mind-boggling how that works. It's just, you know, just seeing it, it gives you a little boost of confidence. So that meant a lot to me.
We really want to empower people to do what they want to do. That's the whole purpose. You don't want to get stuck living your life doing something that's not fulfilling. So this is just a tool for you to be able to do what you need to do in your life.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, we're going to be back for one more amazing segment after this break with Sophia Montez with Apex Applied Technology, Inc., also with the USDA-funded grant, Veterans Agriculture Education and Apprenticeship Program in the Southwest. Definitely find it on Facebook. You're listening to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain with my good buddy, Andreas Ruiz, with I Believe in Myself. We'll be right back.
Dear Alyssa, the How-To Guide to Social Change by John McClain is the inside look to the life of a man that served through war, politics, homelessness, and drug addiction. and he turned it all into an opportunity to teach and help others, culminating into the making of the book, Dear Alyssa, A How-To Guide to Social Change, designed for the author's daughter. Go to Amazon.com to order a copy of Dear Alyssa, A How-To Guide to Social Change today. Whether you want to know how to be an entrepreneur, get into politics, or just read an inspiring story.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. To provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. He didn't say, though, is I'm Pastor John McClain. I host this little party, and co-hosting with me is a guy they call Andreas Ruiz. That's what his mother calls him. That's what his father calls him. Yeah. And by golly, that's what you're going to call him, there radio listeners. And in studio with us, we have our friend, Sophia Montes, with Apex Apply Technology, Inc. And also, you write it down, Veterans Agricultural Education and Apprenticeship Program in the Southwest.
Quite the name.
And what's the abbreviation that you type in on Facebook?
VAEAPSW.
Yeah. VAEAPSW.
This was definitely a title that looked better on a grant application, and we didn't really think about what it would be like to market it.
It looks super sweet on a grant application. Yeah. I'm actually created a Facebook page once called our group called Homeless Education Resource Encampment because it's spelt out here. And Homeless Education Resource Encampment. That's really difficult, long Facebook name. Mm-hmm. So I have that same problem with that. So
yeah,
I don't blame you. And the thing is, I didn't get any grant money for it here. So you win if you ask me. So those that do want to get involved, particularly, I know, you know, thankfully so far we have Veteran Rescue Mission and we have Aber Valley Growers to have sites and to have areas where we can engage veterans into learning agriculture and learning these things. Those farms out there or those organizations out there that either work with vets or want to help vets, how do they get involved with Veterans Agriculture Education and Apprenticeship Program in the Southwest?
It's straightforward. Just email me or contact us through the Facebook, because I will also be checking that. I'm kind of the person that all of those inquiries go to. If you are a farm or a business that's interested in participating, we have an application and you can, you know, exactly spell out what you can offer. Maybe you don't want to have, maybe you don't want to host participants. Maybe you just want to have a farm tour or maybe you just want to do a workshop. You know, that's definitely a great way to help us and we would definitely appreciate it. You don't have to commit to hosting, you know, farm veteran participants. So there's a lot of different ways that people can help. And we appreciate any way that they can help. And then if you're a veteran organization, I have promotional materials. I have, a digital flyer, a fact sheet, all these things that I would love to send and that people can pass on to their, you know, their networks. So you can let people know that this exists and have them, you know, contact me if they want to apply. So it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. So what would you say, like, at this part, this place in the program, and I think what we're a year and a half in, what is the greatest need and as from an organizational standpoint? If there's an organization out there listening, whether it's a farm or whatever the case may be, because you know better than I do, what would you say is like that? Like, hey, if you are a X, Y, and Z, please send me an email, give us a call today, because we really need to fill this need among the program.
We just need participants for this free program. You know, it's kind of crazy how hard we have to work to find people who want to participate in this really well-developed free program. But we're at that point now where we're ready to start having classes. We're ready to start onboarding people. We're going to start onboarding actually our first cohort in a week, I hope, you know, doing the interview process and getting them started. Mm-hmm. And we just want to keep having people. We're really hoping to have between 30 and 50 people each year for year two and three. Mm-hmm. So we have slots open. We'd love to have participants. Just the more we can spread the word, the better for us. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So why do you think it's like a challenge to get some people into the program? Like, what do you think has been the biggest challenges?
I think people are just kind of over Zoom and checking their emails. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to connect with people and let them know what this is. You know, you read the first subject line and you kind of just glaze over it. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, if we were talking to people in person, going to events, we could have, you know, better promotional material and engage with them one-on-one, but we just don't have that option. So it's been a challenge trying to connect with people and letting them know. We also, we sound like a scam, you know? Mm-hmm. It's too good to be true. Mm-hmm. We're this really great, you know, U of A developed curriculum that's totally free. And it just sounds a little like, okay. But it's true. It's what we are. Again, this is USDA funded, you know, and we have this great project team that made it happen.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. So yeah. It almost sounds like there's... I've been noticing that there's like people who just sometimes don't trust, like, because there's so much marketing out there. And I think that that's what might be happening to some of these things that are being offered for free, which is amazing.
Right.
Yeah. And I think just from my experience, because I'm, you know, in some capacity, the outreach arm of this organization, COVID has given us a greater excuse to not. Mm-hmm. So when I was reaching out to people before, whether it was to camp out with me or to do other outreach events with me or other veterans to participate in our game night or to just be involved, like we used to have our Wednesday, we still got back to having our Wednesday art and garden day at Veteran Rescue Mission. We used to have, you know, 10, 15 people every single week. And it was building every month. And nowadays, you know, that same energy, that same effort, and we'll have 3 or 4 people show up to our art and garden group. So it's like, as I was alluding to earlier, it's certainly the game has changed. And, we're learning firsthand, what it looks like and the projections we may have had before. It's going to take 3 to 10 times the amount of work to meet those. You know, I've seen. What's your thoughts on that? I guess I'm kind of running off with the train on this one.
No, I agree. I'm kind of really hoping. I feel it personally. I hope other people are feeling it. This kind of dip where you know, we've dealt with this pandemic so long and now you're feeling a little antsy and wanting to get started on something again, wanting to feel hopeful, especially with the new year coming along. I really hope people are going to start to feel energized again to kind of tackle everything next year with a better attitude and, you know, find a way, because this is a very accessible program through the pandemic. Our activities will be outside and our curriculum is going to be online. You know, it's very safe. Mm-hmm. And it's a perfect time for your people to start on it. You know, beginning of the year, start this new program, start thinking about how you want to develop your organization or your business.
Nice. And you know, I like how you said that this is outdoors, because a lot of people, I used to work at a desk job and man, I felt like I was half dead most of the time, because it was just a really tough job to just be in there, not only physically, but mentally even more, because just sitting there and just typing up can be very difficult. And especially for veterans who are usually used to just being active and moving, this is definitely something that could even save somebody's life. I know it sounds extreme, but it's true. It could not only physically, but mentally. What are your thoughts on that?
No, absolutely. And that's, again, a big reason I think the USDA has developed these programs, because we recognize that. And not just that, but there is also the fact we have to face a society that many of our agricultural producers are aging out. People are turning 65. Their kids don't want to farm. They see how hard it is. Wow. You know, they're like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
But we have a lot of farms that there's no future for them. Mm. And we have this gap and we need to fill this gap. And, you know, veterans can be a really great way to kind of meet that gap. And also there's so much more interest in local produce, in organic produce, you know, things that are natural, things that are healthy and good for you, and being, you know, ecologically conscious. There's a lot of different ways to kind of tackle this issue, whether you're a conventional farmer who wants to grow a lot of soybeans, or if you want to just, you know, have your 2-acre organic veggie farm that's, you know, all natural. There's a lot of different ways that an individual could fit into this industry. And it can fit a lot of different people. And we really, you know, want people to find the ways that they can make their own way.
Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, I think it's been what's impressed me most about, you know, learning and being part of this, which, you know, I feel like, you know, I am the core demographic of what we're looking for, because I am a veteran, you know, combat veteran at that, that's, you know, needs therapy and healing and interested in maybe starting my own, you know, agricultural something of another, whether it's through our church or on my own accord. So it's been really amazing seeing what all the alleyways and kind of all the veins that are possible for a person, you know, not only just a veteran, to get into the markets, you know, whatever that means. And think new terms I've never even heard of before, thought of, you know, how you get something from out of the ground to packaging and all the other stuff. So, you know, kind of speak to kind of the array of different things that we'll be able to teach people in this program.
I mean, the curriculum's pretty wide and doesn't just cover horticulture, you know, and like your plants and soil and everything, but we're also going to have segments on drone technology, because that's a growing field in agriculture. Nice. Is how to use drones in agriculture. Mm-hmm. We're going to have, you know, information on solar and how to utilize solar for a lot of different things that are needed, you know, out in your fields. How to maintain small engines, because you got your tractor, you got your rototiller, you got, you know, these pieces of equipment that you need to know how to take care of so that they last a long time for you. So this is why we're focusing on a very practical kind of curriculum for people.
Nice. And I guess we have, I think, a couple minutes before we jump out of here. Tell people one last time how they can get a hold of you, and particularly vets that want to be part of this program. What does the process look like to push button to be part of it?
I mean, sure. The best way is just to email me. My email is sophia.montes, that's SOFIA.MONTES at AATECHSOLAR.com. It's kind of a mouthful. So it's sophia.montes at AATECHSOLAR.com. Or just go on our Facebook page. You can find us on Facebook, VAEAPSW. So it's Facebook/VAEAPSW. Just Google us. We should come up, you know, I hope.
Yeah, and definitely we'll also be sharing it on our Facebook page, on our website as well. Contact us. Go to veteranrescuemission.org. Here comes that dreamer.com. Give us a call as well if you're interested in getting a hold of Sophia and this awesome group, whether it's a great work that Apex Applied Technology is doing, or Veterans Agriculture Education and Apprenticeship Program in the Southwest. Also, you can find it at VAEAPSW. And thank you, Sophia, for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Thank you for listening. God bless.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life, because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to GAPmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today.